Big John on Radio On The Go Sports by Cody Cummings. He is the brand new head coach of the APD&H United boys soccer team. And Cody, appreciate you taking a little bit of time here today. I understand you were an assistant the last couple of years here for this program and now taking over as the head coach. If you kind of just tell me a little bit about what the last couple of years were like and then ultimately, being able to take on this new position as the head coach.
Yeah, see, I didn't grow up playing soccer, and so I kind of grew into it with my kids and found a love for the sport. And then 4 years ago, our former head coach, Perry Bernard, started the program, and I was there in support of that. And just the last couple of years, I've signed on to assistant coach under him, and Perry just built a great program. Lots of bought-in kids, a very good culture of work ethic and support and positivity. And so that was really great to come up under a little bit. And now, as his sons have graduated and he stepped away from the boys' side, it's nice to step into the leadership role there.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into my next thing here. This program, since it started up in 2022, has been on the rise each year since. What has it kind of been to, what's it been like to just kind of see that growth? And I have to imagine that's kind of given the program, a lot of momentum over these last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, all can attributions go to Perry and the boys that brought it up. Again, that senior group that graduated last year was just a big part of that. Strong numbers, strong players, good kids. And it was great to see them work and go from a team that I think they scored just a handful of goals that very first year to a team that was competing with, a couple of the top key teams in 2A there right at the end. And, a couple of unlucky games towards the end that sealed the deal, but had a very good run a couple of years straight.
Yeah, and you had mentioned it earlier, but you lost a lot of seniors off of last year's team, so you're gonna be replacing the vast majority of your starters going into this year. So I guess how has that kind of shaped what you've done here in the preseason as you really look to put together that opening night lineup?
Yeah, so that's a little difficult. I mean, basically last year we'll say I've one returning starter, another two or three that got some good minutes. Said one returning starter, one guy was basically our 12th man, could sub him anywhere. So we've got a couple of good pieces coming back. But the nice thing for me is this freshman class has my oldest son. And so I kind of brought up him and a couple of his friends in coaching as a rec team. And so I know a lot of the young kids. And again, working with the program the last couple of years, I know these other kids. And so just kind of led them to, I mean, I guess I'll say that we have a very short preseason as a spring sport, most of us do. And so I just got the kids really bought in. And so last week during spring break, we ran some pretty intense practices, working on injury prevention, fitness, ball work, and just getting the kids to really push themselves and own their journey here.
Yeah, and while you do have a lot of graduated starting talent to replace here coming into this year, you do bring back your leading goal scorer from last year with Aiden Merrill, scored 20 goals to lead the team last year. What have you seen out of him here in the preseason? And I guess your expectations for him, obviously having to really take on a big role here this year.
Yeah, good. No, Aiden's a great kid, and it's nice to have that leading goal scorer come back, and hopefully we'll have the support there for him. Again, gonna be a young group. A lot of the players are gonna be young, so that's difficult there. But a lot of these kids, we're a small town. They're all friends. They know each other, so that's good. Yeah, just been Aiden's really, brought the intensity the last couple of weeks, and really helping to get everybody else to that level. Again, he's a great kid. Looking for some leadership on the field from him and a couple of our seniors that, again, got some field time last year.
And looks like you might have, if I'm not mistaken, you might have a couple of different options at goalkeeper. What's that looking like for you guys right now?
Yeah. Again, under Perry, Adrian Houston was our goalie 4 years straight, aside from when he took a couple of injuries in there. And so that's another really big challenge because, goalie's got the best vision on the field. They've got to be a loud presence out there. So it's looking for that leader at goalkeeper. We've got an option from last year who's a sophomore. That was kind of our backup last year, Isaiah. He's a great kid. We've got Bryson, who's a senior, another great kid. A freshman, Sam, some talent there as well. And then we've got a junior who's not a traditional goalkeeper, but he's working some minutes there. And so we've got some options there. Still figuring out who's going where yet and who wants it the most, but they're competing.
All right, when it comes to the first part of the schedule here, you start up here just a few days away with Clear Lake at home, then Columbus, then kind of a gauntlet of a schedule here with defending state champ Gilbert, another state tournament team with Hudson coming up a couple days right after that. So just want to get your take on this first part of the schedule.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good test of the team, the formations we're working, the new kids, especially those freshmen and sophomores, working them into the lineup instead of having a bunch of older talent. Gilbert was one I wanted personally because, again, they're the top dog in 2A, have been for years. It's between them and Bishop Heelan every year, it seems like. And this it's going to be a great early season test to see where we're at, where they're at, how the young lineup compares, we'll say. And can't look past Hudson, obviously. They're always a great match. Clear Lake, another one. Lots of strong athletic talent in that school district. Columbus, again, depending on the year, they're a great team too. So it's hard. There's really no off games.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here today?
I'm just really excited to get going. The boys are really bought in. They would love lots of community support, obviously, and come out and showcase their talent. And again, it'd be nice to have lots of community support. Soccer doesn't get as much support as some of the other sports, we'll say. And I think the community in general just needs to embrace it and look for supporting our athletes.
All right, well, that's been APDNH Boys Soccer Coach Cody Cummings here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time, Coach, and looking forward to seeing you guys in action here this year.
Thank you.